Everyone knows Rabbi Twersky, or knows of him. Tremendous Talmud Chacham, Magid Shir. I also remember as a tremendous Baal Chesed for me many years ago. And no further ado.
Thank you very much. Shusha Rabbanim, So as time allows, and it's a Shembli Nedr, maybe a couple of Elohis here between the beginning and Lamed Tes, so maybe a couple of Heoros here. You have the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Ches and Aleph. The Gemara has the Machlokes Tanoim about what is acceptable for the Matveya HaBracha when we're making Hamotzi. So Tanu Rabbanon, Mahu Omer, Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz, with the hay. Rav Nechemya Omer, Motzi Lechem in Oretz. It should bedavka not have the hay. So Omer Rova, b'motzi, kule amalo plige, the apik mashma. Omer Rova, b'motzi, kule amalo plige, the apik mashma. Motzi certainly implies the past tense, the tziv kel motzio mi mitzrayim, right? In Parshas Bolok, so this is long after Yitzias Mitzrayim, kel motzio mi mitzrayim, so clearly the meaning is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim. Ki plige behamotzi, when you have the hay in front, Rabbanan Savre hamotzi de apik mashma, it also connotes the past tense, the tziv hamotzi lechamai mitzor hachalomish, Rav Nechemya Sava Hamotzi Demapik Mashma. In the present, in the course of doing it, Shinema Hamotzi Eschem Itacha Sivlos Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim is just unfolding at this point in the beginning of Parshas Va'era. Rabbanan Hahu Hachi Ka'amel Lahu Kut Shebichu Li Yisrael Kadma Pikna Luchu Avidna Luchu Milsa Kihechi Diad Isu Da Nahu Da Apekis Eschem Mi Mitzrayim. And according to the Rabbanan, this pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you will look back and you will recognize that I was the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. Fine. So it seems pretty clear from this Gemara that what we're looking for in the Matveya HaBracha by Birkas HaNenin is that it should connote the past, right? And the machlokas between Rabbi Nechemya and the Rabbanan is, does only motzi have that connotation, or perhaps Hamotzi has that connotation as well. But the whole debate revolves around whether or not it connotes past, so clearly that's what we want. So the Magen Avraham quotes this Gemara when the Magen Avraham discusses when you make the brach of Shehakol, so the question is whether or not it's Shehakol Nihiyeh Bidvaro or Shehakol Nihiyah Bidvaro. What's the difference between whether or not it's a segol or a kometz? So if it's a kometz, it's past tense, right? Haniya kadova hagodol hazeh o hanishma kamohu. So nihiya is the past tense. Nihiya is the present tense. So the Magen Avraham quotes that some, I think he says it's Rabbeinu Manoach, says that the matveya habracha, when we make a shehakol, should be with a segol, shehakol nihiya bidvaro, because all brachos are in the present tense. And the Magen Avraham says, no, what is he talking about? It's clear from this Gemara that the brachas are supposed to be in the past tense. And therefore the Magen Avraham says, it shouldn't be nihiyah with the segol, it should be nihiyah with the comets. And the Magen Avraham says, it's simply against this Gemara. In Maaser Rav, it's recorded that the Vilna Gaon, his reasoning, as far as I know, I don't recall, I think his reasoning is not necessarily recorded, but that the Vilna Gaon also thought that the correct form should be Nihiyah in the present, without giving Rabbeinu Manoach's reasoning, so we're not necessarily clued in to what the Gaon's reasoning, but somehow or other the Gaon reached the same conclusion that the correct Matveya HaBrach is Nihiyah with a Segol. Again, the same question. Isn't it clear from this Gemara that what we want is the past tense? The truth is there's a second Gemara which also seems to deliver that message. If you take a look on Nun Beis or Mid Beis for a moment, Rabbi Osai. So So the mission in the beginning of the 8th parak has a machlokes beisila and beishamai about the bracha of Bari Ma'ori Ha'esh. So the Gemara is trying to pin down exactly, we know there is a machlokes in what the precise wording of the bracha of Bari Ma'ori Ha'esh should be. The Gemara is trying to pin down what it is. So at first the Gemara thinks that the bracha is whether or not the machlokes is whether or not you say bara or borei. Whether or not the bracha is supposed to be bara ma'orei ha'esh, kamatz kamatz, or whether or not the bracha is borei, with a cholam, borei ma'orei ha'esh. So that's what the Gemara presents here, the second line after they branch out to the left, that Amar Rava, bibora, kulei alma lo plige debora mashma. If you would say bara, which is what, at this stage in the Gemara thinks Beis Shammai insists upon, so then that's certainly acceptable, again, because it connotes the past. Ki plige bebore, the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, this is what we think at this stage in the Gemara, is if you say bore, Beis Shammai sarve bore de'osid lemivra, that one who is going to create, which is obviously inappropriate for the bracha, because we're commemorating the creation of fire on the first Motzei Shabbos. So here too, ultimately the Gemara says, no, everyone really agrees that borei is also connotes the past, and the machlokes is whether or not it's ma'or ha'esh or ma'orei ha'esh. Fine. But what do you see from this Gemara as well, Rabbi Osai? Well, it claims to be pretty clear from this Gemara that we want the bracha to express which tense from this Gemara as well? The past tense. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. What is Marvin Manoach talking about? And again, without hearing what the Gaon's reasoning was, what did the Gaon do with these Gemaras? Usually taking a drink in a shir is not necessarily mean Yonim de Yom or too controversial, but today. Okay. The emphasis is, when you think about it, the bracha of Shehakol leaving aside whether it's anomalous the way it is according to the Gaon, so now we'll talk about the Gaon and then later, we'll come back to the Rabbeinu Manoach. Besides the anomaly of being in the present tense, Shehakol Nehiyeh, there's something else which is different about the bracha of Shehakol as opposed to most of the Birkas Hananim that we say, which is, what's the other striking difference between the bracha of Shehakol and other Birkas Hananim in Bori Pir Eitz, Bori Pir Adam, Bori Pir Agafen? What's the difference? A different verb. That's Mela, we need a catch-all bracha. We need a bracha for something which isn't Priya Eitz, which isn't Priya Gotham, which isn't Priya Adama. So we should just tweak the bracha from Sheva Brachas a little bit. Not necessarily Shehakol Bar Lechval Adam, we don't necessarily need a band playing, but why can't it be that Shehakol Nivra Bidvaro? Why are we changing the verb? So you talk in as follows. Before the Mabul, before Noach and his sons and their wives come out of the Teva, so what was Noach's, what was the original diet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for Adam HaRishon, for those 10 generations. So they ate Priya Eitz, they ate Priya Adama. Birkas Hananin are basically a bracha and ma'aseh b'reishis. It's a bracha and ma'aseh b'reishis. The Medvar Mamurim, that's why it's a mila, right? I think you had the sugis already, that the more the more mefuretes, the more specific a bracha is, so the more of a mile it is, right? If you can make a boi pira eight, you shouldn't be making a boi pira doma. The more specificity you can have in a bracha, the better. So if that's the case, so why didn't Chazal make a bracha of borei tapuzim and borei tapuche adama, and why didn't they really make every bracha very specific? The same way, if something is a pria eight, so I shouldn't refer to it too generically and too generally as a pria adama, and I certainly shouldn't lechatchila say a shahakol, right? The Rabbeinu Yonah says, right? The Gemara says, you have the Gemara in the beginning of the first parak, and Rabbeinu Yonah amplifies it, that even though a person can always make a shahakol and biyotze, it's still a miktsas me'ila not to have the correct specific bracha. So if that's the case, so why a chazal? Why am I making the same bracha on apples and oranges and grapes and pomegranates? Why not specify? So the Teretz is again, because Birkas HaNenin, the Takon of Birkas HaNenin, it's a bracha in Masav Reishis. In Masav Reishis, when you read the Psukim in Parashas Reishis, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam HaRishon what he created for him to eat, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, I created apples and oranges and grapes and dates and figs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I created the Priya Eitz, and I created the Yerek Esev, and I created the Priya Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, in Parashas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't specify the oranges, the apples, etc. The only two things that we do specify of lechem and yayin, so presumably that's based on the kapitel in Tilim of Baruchi Nafshi, which is also a kapitel of Masav Bereishis. So what isn't singled out, what isn't identified in Masav Bereishis, doesn't have its own bracha. So the yisod is that Birkas HaNenim is a bracha on Masav Bereishis. So now comes the gong and says something gewaldig. When do you make a shahakol? Let's take examples. When you make a shahakol? Don't give me an example of water. Saving that for later.
Meat.
You make meat. Yeah, chicken. All these things, were they created as food? But were they? In terms of Masav Bereishis, meat, chicken, fish.
No.
They were not created as food, right? Meat was only, even if, it's irrelevant for our purposes, whether if an animal died, whether or not Adam HaRishon could eat it. Now that is a discussion. It's irrelevant for our purposes. Either way, what was created as food is it maybe the Chumash Bereishis? Vayomer Elokim, Hineinu Nasati Lachem Eskol Esav Zoreya Zera Asher Al Paneicha La'aretz Veskol Ha'etz Asher Bo Fri Eitz Zoreya Zara Lachem Yelo Achla. What was created as food was Pri Ha'etz and Pri Adama. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam created as food. So Birkas Hananin is a bracha Masav Bereishis. That's what the Takana of Osa Lo Adam Lehonin Fa Olam Hazeh Belo Bracha. So what is it that I'm supposed to contemplate? What is it that I'm supposed to remember before I'm Nehenem in Olam Hazeh? I'm supposed to remember Masav Bereishis. So when I'm eating something that was created as food, so then I can make a bracha of Borei Pri, or Eitz, or Adama, Gofen. I can make the bracha of Borei. When I'm eating something which wasn't created as food, animals, fish, fowl, they were not created as food. It was only later, after 10 generations, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the heter to eat it. So then, that's not going to be a bracha on Masav Bereishis. Oh, it's not going to be a bracha on Masav Bereishis. There's no reason it should be in the past. Again, what was the Magen Avraham's taina? The Magen Avraham's taina was, why in the world would you make the bracha in the present? Why would you insist that the bracha of Shehakol be with a segel, Shehakol Nihiyeh Bidvaro? The Gemara in Lamed Ches, and he could have mentioned if he had wanted, the Gemara in Nun Beis as well, clearly says that what we're looking for in a bracha is the past, correct? That was the Magen Avraham's question. Answer. The Gemara was talking about the brachas of Borei, those brachas which are brachas on Masa Bereshis, so then you take a want that the Lashon HaBracha should connote the past. When you make a Shehakol, again, we have to come back to water in a second. When you make a shahakol, so you're either making a shahakol on meat or fish, or maybe you're making a shahakol when you're eating a raw potato. Again, the potato in its raw form is not intended as food. It's only intended as food once it's cooked. So when you're making a shahakol, so by and large, almost everything on the list of shahakol, it wasn't created as food. If it wasn't created as food, so then the bracha isn't on Masa Bereshis. The bracha is that this piece of meat is in front of me now, that I can enjoy it. So if the bracha is not on Masa Bereshis, but that this piece is in front of me now and I can enjoy it, so then the bracha is going to be in the present tense. What about water? So wasn't that created for drinking? So either... Adam Rishon was going to drink yayin, or the stomach that equally good or better tarot says that maybe Enochanami, maybe water is taka created for purposes of drinking. But again, remember we said that the categories of brachas mirror, they reflect the categories in which the Torah describes Masa Bereshis. The same way the Torah doesn't have a pasuk telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an orange grove. There's no pasuk saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu created apple groves. The pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created fruit trees. Hence, the bracha isn't Borei Tapuz, the bracha is Borei Pri Ha'etz. So too, during Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, and especially when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is specifying to Adam HaRishon what it is that he's being given to eat, there is no mention of Mayim at this point, so we can't make up a special bracha for Mayim. So therefore, Mayim is going to be included in the bracha of Shehakol. Fine. So that's the Ha'or Rabosai. Again, that there's two things different about the bracha of Shehakol. Number one is that it's in the present. Number two, that we're not using the verb of Borei, and that those two differences go hand in hand. That the bracha of Shehakol is on my Hano'ah now. It's the fact that this is in front of me now to have Hano'ah, whereas other things that were created as food, the fact that it's here in front of me for Hano'ah now, occasions a bracha on my Sebreshis. As the Rambam says in Perek Aleph of Hichos Brachos, that the point of brachos is kidei lizkor es haborei tomid. Maybe just one self-contained observation, mamish, I think, indispensable for making brachas every day.
Rebbe, what would be with hamaytzi? Is there a bridge between the two? Because on the one hand, it's lashon avar, yet at the same time, it doesn't have the lashon of...
I think the understanding is that since we want to use lashon hakra, that hamaytzi also is... Also, there's an intimation of Bria in the sense of Hamotzi Lechem in Oris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it forth from the earth. It also is connotes Bria. Why don't we use Bara? Well, can't you really use... first of all, it's not created in that form. Yeah, okay. Now, what is the Gemara talking about, especially the Gemara Nun Beis that we said, right? Where the Gemara says that Borei, the Machlokes is, the Gemara thought at first, is Borei Mashma L'Sha'avar, or is Borei Mashma L'Haba? And then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, everyone agrees that Borei is Mashma L'Sha'avar. So what in the world is going on there? But let's, I don't want to bring back bad memories for anyone, but let's review our Arva Hova and Osset for a minute, Rabbi Osai. So he created is what? He created. Who bara? Okay. He is creating? He will create? So what is the one I'm talking about? You want us talking about is Borei Mashma L'Sha'ava? Maybe yes, maybe no. No, everyone agrees it's Mashma L'Sha'ava. What's going on? It's not Ava. It's not Osit. It's what we call Hova. It's present. Would have been a good Gemara to know when you got the question wrong in third grade or fourth grade and you got the big red mark. It would have been great to know to show the Show the teacher this Gemara. What is the Gemara talking about? What are we talking about? See, in English, so if you want to say that someone wrote a book, you say he's the author. He's the author of a sefer. So if I want to say who wrote the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasid, so I'll say that Rav Neubert is the author of Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasid. Let's say I want to translate that into Hebrew. I want to translate that sentence into Hebrew. That the author of the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasid is Rav Neubert. How do I translate that into Hebrew? The author of Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasid is Rav Neubert. And half the sentence already in Hebrew, Rav Asa. You only have to do half the sentence there. How do we do that? I'm a chaver shel ha-sefer, shmir, shabbos, gil, chasa, hu ha-rav noibet. Mechaber, right? So mechaber is author. If we were going to plug that into our binyanim of Ova, Hova, Osid, what would we call that? We would call it Hova. So what we call Hova, the emes is, could be that this is its, certainly one meaning, maybe this is even its primary meaning, is really what it translates as, the word bore, so we think it translates as creates. It translates, mechaber doesn't mean, what's your name?
Jack.
When Jack said that, he doesn't mean that Rav Neubert right now is writing a new edition of Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. It means that he wrote it. So, mechaber, again, you can say that hu achshav kotev sefer, achshav mechaber sefer, but certainly its primary meaning is that it's something he already wrote. So when we say, mamish, every time you make a book, you have to know this, Rav Asa, just to know what we're saying. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bore pri ha-gofen, bore pri ha-eitz, bore pri ha-doma, we're not saying, if you're going to write an English translation, it should not be who creates, it should be creator of, right? It's in apposition. Baruch atah Hashem, whatever Baruch means, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, creator of fruit of the tree, creator of fruit of the ground. Oh, so now the Gemara is gevaldik. Now the Gemara says it's mashma past. But the Amos says it's also a mashma present. Creator can mean that it's a work in process, or it can mean that I already did it. Not just a self-contained ha'orah. Okay. Now, but let's go back. But Rabbeinu Manoach didn't give our explanation. Right? We justified shehakol nihiyeh with the segol. By saying that Ein HaChamami, we conceded that all other brachas are in the past, but we said over here, with this bracha isn't a bracha nice and gracious, because ruba de ruba, what you make a shahakol on, wasn't created as food. If it wasn't created as food, you can't make a bracha nice and gracious. So because of that, since it's not a bracha nice and gracious, it doesn't use borei, and it's in the present. Fine. But Rabbeinu Manoach, whom the Magen Avraham quoted, he insisted that all brachas are in the present. So he didn't say this shtickle Torah. So what do you do with Rabbeinu Manoach? So the Pashto says that what you have to say for Rabbeinu Manoach is the following. There is a very, 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 very fundamental passage in the beginning of the Nefesh HaChaim, where Chaim Volozhiner explains that we say in Birkas Kriya Shema every morning, we say it twice within the same bracha, the exact same phrase, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh B'tuva B'chol Yom Tamid Maser Breishis. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly renews Maser Breishis. It says in Nefesh HaChaim, what does that mean? He says what it means is, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pressed the button 573 years ago, and after that the world exists by virtue of inertia. The world exists on its own. He says no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to constantly will that the world should continue to exist, and if it were imaginable that for a split second HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be willing the world to continue existing, so then everything would cease to exist. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu again created the world and now the world exists by inertia. That's what it means when we say HaMechadesh B'tuvo B'chol Yom Tamid Maaseh Breishis, that Maaseh Breishis is constantly being renewed. The difference is that during Sheshes Yimei Breishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created new forms of life, and subsequently HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills that those same forms of life be renewed. So there still is something very unique and special about what happened during Sheshes Yimei Breishis. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu again was creating new forms, but it remains the case that every moment, literally, every moment after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is renewing Maaseh Breishis. He's renewing Maaseh Breishis, otherwise the world wouldn't continue to exist. Okay. So Yitochen, that what Rabbeinu Manoach has in mind is the following. The Magen Avraham is 100% right that the Matbea HaBracha connotes the past. But that's only because when we say Bore is able to, with one word, express both past and present. Adarabha, our kasha was, how does it express the past? Okay, so we far in for that. But the truth is that when we make the bracha of Bore, according to Rabbeinu Manoach, so we want to say two things. A, it's a bracha on Maaseh Breishis, but B, Maaseh Breishis is constantly being renewed. So the special feature, the special quality of Bore is that it's mashma l'sha'avar and in the present. That Bore, again, we said that mechaber can mean that right now he's writing the Sefer, or it can mean that he wrote the Sefer. So Bore, again, we want that it should have both past and present connotation. And that's when the Rabbeinu Manoach said that all brachas are in the present, he means they're also in the present. He doesn't mean they're exclusively in the present. So by bore, there's a form of the verb where you can be poseh hashtei asipim. You can straddle past and present. When the bracha is not going to be bore for the reason we gave, because it wasn't created as food, we're going to be using the verb of hoya, hoya hova v'yiyah. Now, over here, so here you can't have it both ways. Here it's either going to be shehakol nihiyah in the past, or it's going to be shehakol nihiyah in the present, and that's what Rabbeinu Manoach thinks, that it's true that Chazal took past and present, but if you have to choose between the two, so then we're going to opt for the present. Okay, so how that's the mahalach. Okay, maybe we'll discuss another inyan here on Lamed Hei and Beis. You had the Gemara of Shem and Zayas. Right, so take a look at those side. The fourth line after the branch out. Gufa Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel V'chein Amar of Yitzchak Amar of Yochanan Shem and Zayas Mevarchal of Bori Pira Eitz. Unlike Bori Pira Gofen, which has an individualized bracha, so if you're drinking olive oil, it doesn't have an individualized bracha, you'll just make it Bori Pira Eitz. Says the Gemara, so what exactly, what's happening here? Hechidami, ilema de koshosilei, azuke mazikle. If it means you're drinking the Shemen Zayas straight, so then it's mazik you. And therefore what? So Rashi says, Azuke Mazik. What does Rashi say, Rabbi Osai? Azuke Mazik, and therefore what? And therefore there's no bracha. It's not an achila if it's being mazik. What is, you saw the Rambam, Rabbi Osai? What does the Rambam say on this? Shahakol. And the Rambam then adds, Shaharei, what reason does the Rambam give? Shaharei, in Perek Ches. Anyone have it? Shaharei lo nehaneh b'tam ha-shemen, right? Shaharei lo nehaneh b'tam ha-shemen. So the Rambam is mashma, Shaharei lo nehaneh b'tam ha-shemen. When you drink, if before the Gemara gets to its ukimta, before the Rambam deals with that case, before you deal with someone who has a sore throat or something, and it's going to be very soothing, so if you just drink a cup of shemen zayis, harei lo nehaneh b'tam ha-shemen. So if lo nehaneh, what's he making a bracha on? I thought these are birkas ha-nehaneh. So what's he making the bracha on, I will say? I'm sorry? But what's the Hanah? The Rambam is telling us Shaharei lo nehaneh b'tam ha-shemen.
It's like he didn't get benefit from the derech, but he got sort of benefit from it. It's like
what type of Hanah did he get?
Zahn.
Oh. So he didn't get Hanah as Goron. Again, he doesn't have a sore throat, so there's no geschmack to the taste of Shemen Zayis if a person doesn't have a sore throat. But apparently, even though he didn't get Hanos Goron, he got Hanos Me'ayim, right? What Chazal talked about, the sort of two stages, two types of enjoyment from eating and drinking. One is in the palate, Hanos Goron, where you have the taste buds, and the other is the Hanos Me'ayim, which is the being sated, that it's soyed, that it's masbiya, that a person becomes satiated from what he eats and drinks. So this Rambam, we have to figure out how the Rambam read the Gemara, but the other thing is the poskim point to this Rambam, that this is a very, very important Rambam, because the Rambam tells us that even if you can construct a case where there's no hanos goron, there's no the palate, the taste buds don't enjoy what you're eating or drinking, but there will be hanos me'ayim, but it is nutritional. It will do something for you. It's going to make you feel a little bit fuller. It's going to take the edge off your hunger. So hanos me'ayim is enough to occasion a bracha. Okay. So two questions. Number one, the Gemara of Azuke Maziklei, the Rambam just seems to say that it's neutral in terms of Hanoaz Goron, that there's no Hanoaz Goron, and there is Hanoaz Me'ayim. So how does the Rambam read the phrase Azuke Mazik? Question number one. And then question number two, in Kol HaTorah Kula, everyone insists that something is not considered the Achila unless you have Hanoaz Goron. The machlokus is something achila without hanos me'ayim. If you had a chance to look in the Gemara Chulin, anyone saw Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the Gemara Chulin? So in Gemara Chulin, so Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish have a machlokus whether achila, for something to be considered achila, it's enough to have only hanos goron, or you also need hanos me'ayim. The Gemara has a strange case. What would be if a person swallowed a chatzi zayis, and right away he then hiki. Right away he throws it up, and it's still fit for consumption. And then he consumes the same chatzi zayis a second time. So what is this? Again, it's obviously a very strange case. So what does the case give you in terms of hanoaz goron? How much did the person have? What quantity of hanos goron? A kezayis. In terms of hanos me'ayim, he only has a chatzi zayis. So let's say this was nevela. Let's say it was chaylev. Is he going to get malchus? Fine. But everyone agrees you have to have hanos goron for it to be achila. Achila is defined in terms of hanos goron. The question is, does it also have to be, do you also need hanos me'ayim? And yet, when it comes to making a bracha on eating, the Rambam says you don't need hanos goron. So those are the two questions we want to address. In terms of question number one, how did the Rambam read the Gemara? So if you take a look, if you had a chance to see the Rambams in Hilchos Trumos, oh, I forgot to write where in Perigud it was. Okay, fine. So, if you saw the Rambams in Hilchos Trumos, so you see something very very interesting. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos doesn't mention the case. How does the Gemara prove that the Shosa Yayin is Mazik? The Shosa Shemen... That Shosa Shemen is Mazik. So the Gemara proves it from Hilchos Trumos. Why in Hilchos Trumos, let's say if a Zor, a non-Kohen, Bishogeg, consumes a Truma. So what's the din? What's the din? Good, excellent. Now there are certain exceptions for when he only pays the Keren, he doesn't pay the Chomish as well. So, for instance, the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Halacha Ches in Trumos. Hoya Saveya v'kot b'mizono. A person is so full that food is repulsive to him. V'hosef al savo, and nevertheless he forces himself and he eats truma. V'hosef al savo v'achilas truma. Eina mishalim es achomesh. Shenema ki yochal lo sheyazek atzmo. Because that's not achila. At this point, he's so stuffed that what he's eating is just he's hurting himself. That you can't call that achila. V'chein hakoses es hasa'orim potur min hachomesh b'nei shehizek atzmo. If a person eats raw barley, so then also it's not really meichel adam. It's going to do a job on his system. So that too, it's not ish ki yochal kodesh b'shkaga. It's he's being mazik himself. What should the Rambam have mentioned in that halacha together with achila gasa and with kosis as hasa'orim if he had read our Gemara the way Rashi read? That when a zor consumes truma in a way that it's mazik him rather than being a normal achila, so the Rambam should have mentioned also, thank you, the Rambam should have mentioned also if he's shosa shemen shel truma. The Rambam doesn't. He mentions that separately. The Rambam mentions it in the following context. He says, Hashosa Shemen in Yud Yud Aleph. If a person drinks oil of Truma, everyone agrees that the Truma Sidmaisus is Daraisa. What does everyone agree that your Makrish Truma Sidmaisus means Daraisa from an Eretz Yisrael? From which things are you... does everyone agree that Truma Sidmaisus is Daraisa, Rabbi Osai? Why? Excellent. Right? Dog and Tirash Vietzo, perfect. Right? The five types of grain and Tirash Vietzo and wine and oil. So everyone agrees that's Daraisa. Whether or not the rest of Peros Ilan is Daraisa is a big Machlokes Rishonim. So now the Rambam says, Hashosa Shemen, if a person drinks oil Shel Truma, or he's Tsach Es Hayayin, or he rubs wine of Truma into his skin. So then the Rambam says, Kol Eilu Mishalmin Es HaKeren Ve'enon Mishalmin Es HaChomesh. That these, he quotes the din, but he doesn't quote it together with Mazik. So what's quite clear is that in terms of the Hilchos Trumos, in order to pay Keren V'Chomesh, there's one reason that you wouldn't pay Chomesh if you're Mazik. Another reason you wouldn't pay Chomesh is if you don't consume the Truma in its normal fashion. If I take Yayin Shel Truma is intended for what, Rabosai? Yayin Shel Truma is intended for drinking, and instead of drinking it, I rub it into my skin, so then I'll only pay Keren. Similarly, if I take Shemen Shel Truma, which is intended for Sicha, and instead of using it for sicha, I drink it, so then I'm not chayav in chomesh. A different din, nothing to do with mazik. It wasn't mazik me when I rub the wine into my skin, but in order to be chayav karen v'chomesh, the zohar has to consume the truma in its normal fashion. So l'chayav, it's clear that the way the Rambam read the Gemara is that azuke mazik means he's being mazik the shemen in the sense that shemen zayis isn't intended to be used and consumed this way. And just as in Hilchas Trumos, if a zar consumes truma in an unusual fashion, he doesn't pay chomesh. In Hilchas Brachos, if you consume something in an unusual fashion, it gets downgraded to shahakol. So that's clearly how the Rambam read the Gemara. But we still have our question. How can the Rambam think that you make a bracha on Hanos Me'ayim alone? The post can give another case, the Shari Tshuva. Thank you. The Shari Tshuva in Orach Chaim has the following application of this Rambam. I think Chazonim used to do this, that they would drink a raw egg. Apparently it's supposed to, it lubricates the throat. But it doesn't, there isn't any, the assumption is that they're drinking a raw egg, again, that there isn't really any geschmack to that, that there isn't any hanoaz goron, masha en kain, the hanoaz me'ayim, whether the egg is boiled or whether the egg is raw, it's going to be the same hanoaz me'ayim. I'm going to, has the same number of calories and nutrients, whether or not I boiled the egg or whether or not I drank it raw. So the Shari Tshuva talks about making a shahakol on drinking a raw egg. Again, it's exactly the Rambam's case, that you make a shahakol even if it's only hanos me'ayim. But again, how can you do it? It's not achila. So if you take a look, there's something very, very meduyok in the Lashon Rambam. So if you have a Rambam in front of you, Rabbi, say, open up the Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis in Brachos.
Which line is that?
Okay. Ah. We did very sofer Mavarich al Kol Michael Tchila Vachar Vachiana Vimenevich.
Slowly,
obviously. We did very sofer Mavarich al Kol Michael Tchila Vachar Vachiana Vimenu. We did very sofer Mishmek Bracha on all Michael first, and then after Zerana. Vachayna Meiriach Reach Tov, if you have Vachar Vachiana Bo, if you smell a good smell, first make a Bracha and then get a Nah. Apiyu in a Skavin Lechol Olishtos Kolshu Mavarich. Even if you have kavana to eat or drink anything, make a bracha first and then get a nah. B'chol aneh, below bracha mal. And whoever doesn't, whoever gets a nah without a bracha, it's me'il, it's a bad thing. V'chem t'vei sofer l'varech achar kol shi'ocha v'kol shi'ishte, hu shi'ishte r'viyas v'hu shi'ocha g'zayis.
Good, so let's stop there. So listen to this, Rav Osei. Listen to this. Look how precisely the Rambam writes. What's your name?
Aryeh.
So okay. V'achakach, what's the next word?
Yehanamim.
Fine. V'chein midivei sof v'mavarech achakol masha...
Heriach.
I skipped a couple lines. V'chein midivei sof v'mavarech achar kol ma...
Sheyachar.
Again, midivei sofer levarach al kol machot tchila v'achar kach yehana. Midivei sofer levarach achar kol masha. According to the Rambam, what's the mechayev of bracha rishona? Hanoa. The Rambam should have said to be consistent. You're talking about a meichel. Midivei sofer levarach al kol machot tchila v'achar kach yochlanu. Achar kach yochal mimenu. That's what he says about bracha achrona. So when he talks about bracha rishona, the Rambam writes, achar kach yehona mimenu. When he writes about bracha achrona, the Rambam writes, acha, not acha shenehne, but acha sheyochal. So what does it sound like, Rabbi Osai, that for the Rambam, the mechayev of bracha rishona is hanoas maichel, not necessarily achila, but hanoas maichel. What's the difference between whether or not the mechayev is achila or hanoas maichel? What's the difference going to be?
If it's
achila,
you can say bracha no matter what.
If it's hanoas maichel, so hanoas maichel. If it's achila, there's no such thing as achila unless it's hanoas goron. In Kol HaTorah Kula, achila is defined as hanoas goron. There's even an unbelievable machlokes in the Ksav Sof and the Prima Godem that maybe if you don't even swallow it, maybe if you just taste the whole kezayis and I think wine connoisseurs do this, right? Let the wine go around in your mouth for the echelus press or something, and then but it's even about close. Maybe even hanoas goron defines achila even without swallowing. Okay, whatever it is, but in Kol HaTorah Kula there's no achila without hanoas goron. Hanoa is not measured by hanoas goron. If the mechayev of bracha rishona, when Chazal said also lehanos min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. So if Chazal's takana was the hanoas meichel is also, so then hanoas me'ayim also warrants a bracha. Let's reread the Rashi. Someone reread the Rashi Azuke Masik, please. Who has it? Someone has it?
Already.
Oh. So what does Rashi think? What does Rashi think? Rashi is talking about V'achal t'ksiv in the Torah by Bracha Achrona. Rashi is quoting it about Bracha Rishona. So Rashi thinks that Takono Birkas Hananin, that the Mechayev of Birkas Hananin is what? Is Achila. There's no such thing as achila without hanoas goron. So memele, Rashi can't even entertain the Rambam's pshat in the Gemara. Because Rashi says the mechayev of bracha rishona is achila, not hanoas maichel. So you juxtapose that Rashi to the Rambam, and the Rambam says, no, the mechayev of bracha rishona is hanoas maichel. Bracha achrona Chazal modeled on Birkas HaMazon. Bracha achrona is a function of achila, but bracha rishona is a function of hanoah. Could be. Could be that's how the Rambam also understood what's maybe one of the most glaring differences between bracha rishona and bracha achrona. Rabbi Sain. Shir. Bracha Rishona doesn't need a shir. It can be the tiniest sip of water. It can be the tiniest crumb of food. Bracha Achrona has to have a shir. Yitochen, the Rambam says, because the shi'urim define achila. Kezayis defines achila. But we don't measure hanoah by kezayis. Kezayis is a measurement of achila. It's not a measurement of hanoah. Oh, says the Rambam, kaf levecha. Who is that? Says the Rambam, Kafta Vafarach, Bracha Rishona, the Mechayev is Hanoah. Hanoah, you don't measure by Kezayas. Bracha, it's a little bit more complicated than I'm making it sound, but you're talking that that's true. Bracha Achrona, where the Mechayev is Achila, you need the Shir.
Rashi brings a Pashat Yechalta, so it seems Mashu and the Rambam has to say that that's at least Derech Achila. Because we're not going to say that if you have an infusion of food and it didn't pass the mouth at all, you get all the hana of the body, but to make a bracha on that doesn't seem like Rambam would be saying that.
Right.
It's almost like a
tanoim. Right, so he would say like Reb Chaim Moses says in the Shagasaya, that the Shagasaya says that on Yom Kippur, where the Torah didn't say Lashon Achila, the Torah only said V'inisem, So the Reb Chaim Moisey says, but it's a double poshut. So the Shagasai is machadish that a person would be chayv on achila shalo kedarka, even if he'll drink scalding chicken soup on Yom Kippur, and there's no hanas goron because it's scalding, but since he'll have the hanas meayim, so he would be chayv for that. So Reb Chaim Moisey says, what about if he gets an infusion? He says, no, lemaisa, it was on normal type of consumption, that it has to go in through the throat. So you're right, that would be true according to the Rambam as well, that the Rambam wouldn't make a bracha on intravenous or something. That's 100% true. If you take a look, on the Nis Lech Ora, but let's reread who was Aryeh. You were reading Halacha Beis, so let's read it one more time here.
When we give her soap from the Varech al Kol Maichel Tchila, Vyacharkach Yehane Mimenu, Vechein Meiriach Reach Tov, Vyacharkach Yehane Bro.
So what do you say about that? What do you say about that? What do you say about that Vechein, in light of what we've been talking about, Rav Asse? What do you say about that?
Maybe read over time to see the...
There's no achila, and the Rambam's v'chein. You could say that you make a bracha here, you make a bracha there. No, it sounds like in the Rambam this is mamish the same sug. Bracha. Mamish the same. If you say, so then the word is that Chazal said, Hana, either Hana is Meichel or Hana is Reach. And then the Rambam would also, for interest, some of the Achronim talk about if Reach is comparable to Achila Ushasiya in terms of Bracha Rishona, so how come there's no Bracha Achrona? After you smell the psalm and say shavas, fills the lungs. So why not make a bracha achrona? So they talk about, you know, maybe it's not nitfas and shir, well, whatever they talk about. But the emes is according to the Rambam, no, because the mechayev of bracha rishona. What's the answer to that according to the Rambam or Basai? Why does the kushir meikar a lesser? Why, according to the Rambam? Because bracha rishona the mechayev is. So Chazal extended that to Reach. Not only Michael, but Reach as well. Bracha Achrona, Chazal were misaken, not Hanaz not a Machayev, they were misaken Achila's a Machayev. So there's no, Reach is not a candidate.
So how would the Rambam define what you need a bracha? Because we say Asra Lada Machayev,
Bracha,
and most people say that Hanaz Garon is what
Machayev
you
in a bracha. Okay, so the Rambam says Hanaz Machal, Hanaz Reach. Things which sustain a person. As a person looks at a nice painting or something, it doesn't, it's a nice thing to do, it's not sustaining the person. And sometimes a reyach also can revive a person, right? You give him smelling salts, it also revives a person.
From this, I mean the Rambam would say on Shem there's a bracha achrona then, since it has to
be. Oh, that's a very good question. What would you say by if you had that's a $64,000 question. What would you say if a person had only hanos me'ayim and not hanos goron? So according to this mahalach, maybe there wouldn't be a bracha achrona, or maybe it's a low plug and that there is a bracha achrona. But the question is an excellent question. Take a look very quickly in the Gemara and Mem Gimel Amud Aleph for a moment, Rav Elsa. Me'emasai mevorchen al hareach. Do you see it right where you have the dalet to the Ein Mishpat? Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Say. So again, so if the reich is being released by burning, so it goes up. Okay, says the Gemara. What's the Gemara's kasha here?
So you haven't smelled it yet.
What are you making a bracha? You haven't smelled anything. You haven't smelled it yet. Amalei. How did the Rambam read the Shaka Vatarya? What do you say? This was a very dramatic exchange. How did the Rambam read the Shaka Vatarya? Anyone new want to jump in?
That we see from here that the Hana.
So why did begin with the Maksha? Begin with the Maksha, then you'll tell us the dirt.
He reads the question that if you haven't smelt on yet, how can you possibly say Brach on it? And then
so according to that, Birkas HaReach is
totally separate,
fundamentally
separate
different than, let's say there's a bracha if a person comes to a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle for him. So do I make so? I know that right around the bend, I'm going to reach the Mokom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asalines. I know, in three more steps I'm going to turn around the bend. So I make the bracha before I get there, or I make the bracha after I see the place? After you see the place, Haroah, right? That's all the ninth of the Mishnah, the ninth parak. All the Birkas HaRe'iyah, so first you see, and then you react, and then you respond. So the Maksha thinks that's what Birkas HaReach is. Totally different. It's not a matir, right? Everything you learn by Birkas HaNen, and it's not a matir. No, it's a reaction, right? It's a reaction of Shavach V'Hodah. Not a matir. It wasn't introduced as a matir. And what does the Gemara answer?
The Gemara answers up, and no, it's exactly like...
It's mamish bekas hananin. That's what the Rambam writes. It's mamish bekas hananin. So the Rambam says, mamish bekas hananin, again, that it's the same machayid, that it's mamish the same bruch. It's true that on Omid Beis, the Gemara has Amr Rav Zut Bar Tuvi Amr Rav, around 6-7 lines down, after they branch out on Amr Beis. Who was saying, Ethan, you were saying, you have it in Mem Gimel Amr Beis, 7 lines down?
Yeah. Amr Rav Zut Bar Tuvi Amr Rav, the Amr Ila Amr Rav Danabar, Vizna Amr Rav, Amr Rav Yishim Rav Chassidah, the Amr Ila Amr Rav Yechon, Amr Yishim Rav Yishim Ben Yochai.
I'm not sure we're in the same place here. Minayin Shem Evochen Al Avayach, the Zayin Tanayin Mishpat, I'm sorry, I didn't give you good directions. Sorry about that.
No, I'm sorry.
Does you see what the Zion to the Ein Mishpat is? Okay. So this doesn't pose any problems for the Rambam. The Rambam tells you it's an asmachta. An asmachta doesn't, right? The Rambam l'shitaso in the Hagdam l'Perush and Mishnah, it says an asmachta is a mnemonic device. It's not, it doesn't really have anything to do with the pasuk. There isn't a separate mokah for Birkas HaReach. Adrav, Birkas HaReach is part of the takon of Birkas HaNenen, according to the Rambam. Yitachin, that's the Rambam's mahalach, and you have a very yisodistic machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi, as to whether the Machayev of Bracha Rishona is Hano or Achila. One very clear, concrete nafkamina, if a Bracha for Hano is Me'ayim without Hano is Bracha.
Yeah, I think it's more
Shaka.
Yeah, who wants to have more, who wants to finish?
I'll go to the
war.
Secret ballot.
Yeah, they all want. No.
Okay, so maybe I'm
first. We have a question.
Yeah. No, there's not even Hanas Me'ayim there. It's kind of, it's making me sick. No Hanas going on, Hanas Me'ayim. Okay, maybe let's come to, I guess, what's probably the most famous Gemara in Ketzin Melochin. On Lamed Hei Med Beis, you have the Machlokes through Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So you saw the Rambams and that's what you're about to say. Whose opinion is reflected in the Rambam? Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Neither, both.
Rabbi Yishmael.
Both. Where? So let's hold that for a second. So the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah says, get a job. That's it. Get a job. What does Rambam say at the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel? You have his Rambam there. You want to read it? Someone have his Rambam. Want to read it? The very end of Hilchos Shemitah of Yovel, which is the very end of Sefer Zohar. Very good gemara, halachic good gemara.
Yeah.
Hevino madao. Vihibadel. Parak me'al savaro. Niskadesh kodesh kadoshim. So this is what you mentioned. This seems to reflect Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Parenthetically, the Radvaz doesn't read it that way. Most people do read it that way. The Radvaz here doesn't read it that way. But we're going to assume, like you said, I think that's how it is in the Bir Halacha, that this Rambam seems to, doesn't mean that he's going to have a very easy job, but it means that he's not going to have a job. Okay, fine. So in Hilchos Talmud Torah of Yishmael, over here is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay. The thing is, there's one nagging question on that without elaboration. So why didn't the Rambam? So why isn't that a stira? How can you pass them like both? How can you be in the Zakeh Shtar of the Beit Rei? Excellent. How be also? Will also be other. Sounds like that for some, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai does work. For most it doesn't. For some it does. That's how you can have both. Okay. So then, if that's really the pshat, so shouldn't the Rambam have said in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Shnei Drachim Lefanecha? And you have to figure out, you have to do an honest cheshbon ha-nefesh, and you have to figure out, are you a Rabbi Yishmael Jew, or you are a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Jew? If halacha l'maisa, the Rambam's psak reflecting that lashon of Abaye is nuanced, so aren't we entitled to know that in Hilchos Talmud Torah? When he hits us over the head for not having a job, mamash, he gives a mishaber up there. So at least say in that context that there's that there are two mahalcha. So let's reread. Who was reading the Rambam in Shmita we have before? Oh, you were reading. So let's read it again, please. Kol ish v'ish mikol boi ha'olam asher nad v'rucho.
V'kabalam asher nad v'rucho oso v'hevino ma'da'o v'havil v'hevadel 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 v'hevad
Hodea es Hashem Nehalek Yashar Kimo Shasa Elokim Parak.
What pasuk is the Rambam paraphrasing here? In Kohelis, right? Elokim Asa Asa Adam Yasha Vehema Bikshu Chizvonas Rabbim, right? So he's going Yasha, he's going glatt, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended for us. Halach Yasha Kamo Sha'asau Elokim Uparit Me'al Tzavara Ol HaChizvonas Rabbim Hareza Niskadish Kadosh Kadoshim. So does the Rambam say here that the person opts, that the person actively chooses the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai lifestyle? You're talking that he doesn't. I can't swear to you that this is correct, but hear it and then Havocha Yivchar. Kimeduna, that what the Rambam talks about here is the following. The Rambam talks about a person, he has a job. He's a person who, despite the fact that he has a job, is not interested in mosaros. He's not looking for luxuries. He's not concerned with anything petty. Parak me'al tzavara ol ha'chizvon ha'sarad m'shebikshu b'nei adam. He has his job and he does it like the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Schirus. Kibachol kochi avati asavichem. Like Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan. And he does it 100% honestly. 1,000% honestly. Every second, he tries to capitalize on every second he has. Says the Rambam, Hareze Niskadesh Kodesh Kodoshim, and then he will find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts him on the track of not having to work. He'll wake up one morning, figuratively, not literally, he'll wake up one morning with mon on the doorstep. Maybe the mon on the doorstep is gonna come in the form of someone gave him a birthday present, a lottery ticket, and he won the Powerball lottery. Maybe the mon is gonna come harbe shluchim lamakom. Maybe the mon is gonna come and package differently. But the Rambam never says here in Shemitah v'Yovel that the person chooses that lifestyle. Sounds like the Rambam says, in terms of what a person is mechuyev to do, and that's why it's not mentioned in Hilchos Talmud Torah. If it were a choice, either I opt for this or I opt for that, because of the Harbe Asu implying that Miut will flourish the other way, so the Rambam should have told us in Hilchos Talmud Torah, look, there's a choice to be made. Be careful. Be honest with yourself. Most people get messed up if they opt for Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But if you're really sure, then go for it. Tavo alecha bracha. He doesn't tell us that you have that option in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Why? Because maybe it's not an option, halacha l'maisa. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the choice. According to the Rambam, it's not that we make the choice. The choice we're supposed to make is v'asafta d'ganecha. It's like Rabbi Shmuel says. That's the choice that we're supposed to make. The Rambam says, it will be, however, that if the person lives a certain way with a tremendous Mesiris Nefesh, so then it will be that Hareza Niskadosh Kadosh Kadoshim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will arrange things for him. They'll give him a buyout package, which is so generous, that he's going to be able to retire and live on the interest. A stock he got his bar mitzvah that he forgot about, all of a sudden shoots up and pays incredible dividends. Whatever. However the Rebbe Shalom decides to figure it out. But it's not that the Rambam in Shemitah v'Yovel is describing a conscious choice. It's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon the person. If that's the case, it's not halacha l'maisa. It doesn't need to be mentioned in Hilchos Talmud Torah. That's the suggestion. We'll look at the Rambam, see if it's correct.
There are two clarifications. Number one, then the Rambam's not learning as most understand.
Right. So then it would come out that the Rambam says we pass on like Rabbi Yishmael. Mm-hmm. We pass on like Rabbi Yishmael.
And that would not be entirely consistent with the Chaim's presentation.
Who says that even Rabbi Yishmael really acknowledges that there is a miyut. Right, it wouldn't be. Right. But Right. I think that's okay. Right. Now it was low also be odd because you're not supposed to be osa. You're not supposed to make the choice. You have to wait. Should have gone shown to the stuff.
But it's not something. You want to say osu and also be odd on the kiran.
No, no, the Havi also could be Yishmael, but also the
Yadam.
Also the Yadam means they were Matzliach. They were Matzliach.
They were Matzliach with working
and learning. They were Matzliach. And then the Osu could have Shem Vayachai, but also the Yadam. It's not that the Diyuk is Harbe, it's no good for Harbe, but it's good for Miyuk. No, the Diyuk is that it's no good to be Osa. You can't choose it. You have to wait for maybe like we're saying in the Rambam. Yep, maybe. Okay, maybe one last ta'ara. There's a lot more to talk about here. Let's look at the Rashi here in the sugya. Again, so maybe let's just read Rabbi Shmuel, Tana Rabbanan. Who has it? Quick, you want to read Tana Rabbanan? Vasafta the Ganacha, two lines before they branch out to the right.
Where's the place?
Two lines before they branch out to the right.
Snur Rabbanan, Vasapti Ganecha, Metal Lamar. So what does this mean when the Pesach says that you should gather your grains? Lefish Nehemar, because it says, Lo Yemush Sefer Torah Hazem Epicha, Yechol Dvarim Kiktavam.
So maybe I should take that Pesach of Lo Yemush, what seems to be literally, right?
Yeah, and I shouldn't go to work.
Correct.
Therefore, the pasuk says "Vasabti v'ganecha," because you should be going to work. And a hag b'ahem min hag derech eretz divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you should do like the way of the world.
Good, excellent. So why do you have to have a job according to Rabbi Shmuel?
Because everyone else loves it.
Because Tara said "Vasabti v'ganecha." Put on your overalls, get out there in the field, and gather in the crop, right? Vasavta Ganacha. Why do you have to have a job according to Rabbi Shmuel? Again? Vasavta Ganacha. Say Rashi. Minag Derech Eretz.
Minag Derech Eretz. She'im tavoli de tzarech habriot. That if you need to do this for
if you won't have a job in tavoli de tzarech habrios, if you won't have a job and then rachmana litzlan, you'll have to rely on handouts, you'll have to go begging. So what does Rashi need time of the crop for? No, we read the Gemara, we weren't missing anything. We read the Gemara. Why do you have to go out into the field and work? Because the Torah said, "Vasata b'ganecha." So why does Rashi feel compelled? There's something. Rashi's filling something in with time of the Kra. Everyone hears the question before we move on to the answer? Yeah. Oh, no, what are we going to say?
He probably doesn't steer in the Pacific. So Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah is not answering it if you don't answer Rashi's question.
Excellent. In other words,
how is it that
Layomush
if
we
how
would
you say that after we know that the
Dresha was something? Okay. You hear what he said? Rashi says, okay, but what happens to Layomush? What does Layomush mean? So you could have said the Gemara in Menachos is other Pshatim. But here the Gemara doesn't come back. So Rashi is saying, no, that what Rabbi Shmuel is implying is, in light of Asafta the Ganacha, the correct understanding of Layomush is that everything a person is doing is to make sure that he doesn't move away, or that literally the Divrei Torah don't move away from him. So sometimes that means I'm actually sitting in the Beis Medrash and learning. Other times it means that I'm out working, but when I'm out working, that has to be contextualized. I may be sitting on the subway next to someone, and we may be going to the same law office, the same accounting office. We may be going through the exact same motions, but the way I contextualize what I'm doing is very different than the way he may be doing it. I'm doing it again because otherwise, sof chalibato midivrei Torah. Because if a person doesn't put in the hishtablos, he can't expect the Ribbono Shel Olam to give him the sustenance. We're supposed to put in the hishtablos, but it's supposed to be with in a certain context and with a certain goal in mind. Ultimately, that the goal is, and this is also something that is intended for lo yomer sefer Torah zeh mipicha. Thank you.